Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. Kenny Hodge with a postal podcast specifically for Columbus, Ohio. Let's talk about some things. Columbus, Ohio, City Gate. Hey, what's going on? This is that tour to mail handler from the apps, Kenny Hodge, trying to talk to fellow postal employees, mail handlers and clerks, and try to keep you aware or try to raise your consciousness with respect to your everyday work environment. I want to start off by saying we are a powerful group of employees, and once we learn to pool our resources as a group of employees, you are going to be amazed at the changes we as postal employees will force postal management to make. Before I get started with my podcast this morning, I feel I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't spend just a few moments and address the tour to automation supervisor. Since we won't ever, or we try to never use names, we speak in the imaginary sense. So let's come up with a fictitious name to keep the story interesting, and we'll just use Whiskey Sneakers as the name for the supervisor. Yeah, we'll use Whiskey Sneakers. And here's how the story goes. Well, old Whiskey Sneakers, again, trying to operate outside of his actual stature, wants to give an employee 8 hours of leave without pay because the employee called in for sick leave, FMLA, after the start of her tour. Now, anybody, and I'm talking about anybody who knows anything about timekeeping, if an employee calls in after the start of their tour, now we have a fine line as to whether the supervisor wants to AWOL that employee for the late call-in and then authorize the rest for the remainder of the tour. But for a supervisor to make a conscious decision to leave without pay an employee for an entire shift, 8 hours, when the employee did call in but called in late, I think is very unprofessional. I think postal rules and regulations would agree with my assessment. And when I spoke to the supervisor in reference to it, because as a EEO representative, when I am made aware of situations, and when I say made aware, I have conversation with the individual, and because I'm very well versed in postal SOP, if I can have a conversation with a supervisor and eliminate filing EEOs and going through redress and formal charges, then I am always going to take that approach. Now, again, all the supervisor has to say to me is, Ken, it's not an EEO yet, and when it becomes an EEO, then and only then will I discuss it with you. And I am fine with that. But if I am discussing an employee's issue with a supervisor, again, and it makes absolutely no sense why a supervisor would intentionally not correct an employee's time record, that makes no sense to me. And if that employee called in during their shift, then shame on the supervisor if that information was not transferred to him. Okay, but that's not how the Postal Service works. So Whiskey Sneakers, again, wants to make a decision that this employee is going to get 8 hours of leave without pay as opposed to authorizing leave. And I just want to say to Whiskey Sneakers, think about this the next time you want to make a silly decision, if I'm not too late, if the next time has not happened already. But think about this. If you authorize an employee leave without pay, what you are doing is you are authorizing a leave status. If you authorize a leave status, why not just authorize employees their sick leave? Let that settle, you know, let that marinate for a minute. And here's the real, I don't know, I guess kind of sad part when you look to the future of the post office. While speaking with the employee, they understood postal time and attendance better than a supervisor demonstrated how that process is supposed to work. And let me tell you something, folks. When your employees, and I'm talking about time and attendance now, I'm not talking operations and jobs that we do every day, but when your employees understand time and attendance better than your supervisors, hey, Houston, we have a problem. So in my closing, I'd like to say, when you tell me to mind my business, I'd like to say to you, assisting employees is my business. Hey, as we transition into our next topic, and that is the work environment in Columbus, Ohio. I think it's changing, and it's changing right in front of your eyes. And here's the funny part. Well, I won't say funny. I will say smooth part. Is it's changing not to your favor, but when it comes to getting you to violate your contract on a consistent basis, the approach that management uses is so much different from the approach of the past. Now it is with a please, a thank you. I mean, so you, if you are not focused on what your job is, you buy into doing multiple jobs that affect the strength and the solidarity of the union in which you belong. Yes, I'm trying to speak in generalities because I don't want anyone to think that I'm trying to discourage you from giving discretionary effort. Not my issue. Don't have time for that. Nor do I have a desire to talk to anyone in that manner. I'm just simply saying, we have to get back to understanding what a bid is, what my bid job is, what job I should be doing, so we become very aware that when I'm asked, consistently asked, to come out of my area to go somewhere else to do some other thing, that needs to be something that we have to curtail as mail handlers. And when I say curtail, don't think I'm asking you to not follow instructions. Not at all. We can follow instructions, but we have to be vigilant when we report that violation. Because I'm telling you right now, in Columbus, Ohio, again, and mail handlers, if I am saying anything that's not correct, please, I mean, let's talk about it. You, the where your job starts and stops, those lines are so delineated, man, or so frazzled that you don't know. I mean, the supervisors feel comfortable asking you if you drive for automation, hey, go out to the north dock and bring mail in for the bundle sorter. And boom, you go do it. And again, doesn't, I'm not saying if you have time or not. That's not what I'm talking about, because everyone should be aware. If you have no work in your area, then there should be no, there is no issue. You will do whatever you're asked to do. But if you have work in your area, I mean, again, I'm talking contractual, and they want to move you, then they should shut that whole area down and then move you. You have to understand that, mail handlers, and it does not mean you want to be defensive or not a team player. No, you're being much more of a team player. This is why management is allowed to reduce, abolish so many bid positions, because without you being aware or being contractually focused, you begin to do the jobs of two or three employees, and I'm really not joking when I say that, and you allow postal management to say, I don't need that. I don't need as many employees. But here's the game. Well, here's the Kool-Aid they're serving up for you to drink. You're young. You're in good shape. Yeah, go ahead and dump that mail faster. Hey, go ahead and pull four or five APCs. Hey, you're a young mail processor. Hey, go out to the dock and drag those three APCs back to your machine. Well, let me tell you something, okay? And I'm trying to keep it 100 with you, because if you'll notice, I'm now talking to mail handlers and clerks. Sure, you can go and do that today, maybe this year, maybe even next year. But I want to say to you, just as an employee making other employees aware, the job is not built for that. Your job is not designed that you should pull APCs to your machine for the next 25 years. No, that's going to be a whole lot of wear and tear in your back. That's why we have PID equipment. The Postal Service does not design your job that you should have to do that. But what happens is we as dedicated employees, and I'm not being facetious, understand that the if we had to depend on postal management to move the mail would probably move, but in a 360-degree rotation, meaning it's not going anywhere but in a circle. So postal employees take it upon themselves to make these kind of decisions. Let's say, for example, you're a mail processor. Sure, you should have a driver that brings you all that empty equipment you need in order that you can pull that machine down for dispatch. You know, and I know, you're not going to get that driver. So what do? You go get it yourself. And let me tell you something. You being a mail processor, pulling those APCs across that dock is not factored into your job assignment or the description of your job, because the post office expects you to do that job the way it is designed for at least 25, 30 years. You, as the employee, is messing up that design, and you're doing it because your supervisor is not looking out for the long-term employee. They are looking for the right-now employee. So, hey, mail handlers, every time you see clerks pulling equipment throughout City Gate, just know and just think to yourself, I should be doing that. That should be mail handler work. Hey, listen, Kenny Hodge, Tour 2 employee, I like this podcasting thing, so you're going to hear from me quite often, but the beauty or the joy for some, I'm not asking you to vote for me now. I'm just asking that you listen to some of the issues that I'm going to talk about. And again, if you understand that what I'm saying makes sense, you can help convey these messages. For the new employee working in Columbus, Ohio, it's got to be very different. It's got to be very different, again, because you learn your job from mail handlers, and please don't get upset with me, who do great work, but don't really fully understand their bid job. Now, again, a few, but that few is large enough that it impacts the other employees. So let's not look at me funny tomorrow, even beginning to say that I said mail handlers don't know their job. No, that's not what I'm saying. Again, you do a great job. And if it wasn't for the mail handlers, they can move no mail in City Gate. I'm just simply saying that when it comes down to what it is you are supposed to do by your bid, which is a part of a larger picture, some of us stray, and we teach that unwanted, or we teach that to the new employee, and we have to stop that.